Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You are members of the Grey Hill Free Company. For a generous fee, people contract you for all manner of jobs. Bodyguards, adventurers, explorers, thieves, assassins, monster hunters, rat catchers, and sometimes even legal aides. Your vocation has brought you here to Hydale, the capital of the nation of Kandor. You are...
Hey, it's me, Johnny Tomatoes. It's good to be back. I always love to get these jobs. Just a reminder to potentially anyone overhearing this monologue. My name is Johnny Tomatoes, as I just said. I'm a fairy sorcerer. I look like Peter Pan, but red and older. Think 30 and sad.
Right. And you are?
I am Goats McDuff, a humble, the very strong wood elf.
Sorry, did you say Goats McDuff?
Yes.
Hang on, I got to write this down. Is that, how do you spell duff?
As in goats.
Goats I got. Goats is the easy part.
McDuff is M-A-C, please.
All right, yeah, M-A-C. Okay.
D-U-F-F.
Okay, cool. I'm glad I asked. I had spelt it incorrectly. Goats McDuff, please tell us more about yourself.
I come from pretty humble beginnings, so I'm very strong. I can talk to not just goats. People think I talk to just goats, but yeah. Can talk to a lot of animals. I like to frolic in the fields.
Big field frolicker. Fair enough, yeah.
Love the fields. Get me out of the woods, you know? Put me in the field.
A wood elf that dreams of being a field elf. I like that.
I hadn't even made that connection, but yeah, absolutely. A wood elf that dreams of being a field elf.
The first of its kind. Maybe. I don't know. Are there field? Maybe in other lands.
You would be the first. You would indeed be the first. It's a unique thing. Yeah. Are you the first to
I'm
break
trying to get it.
The field ceiling.
Yeah. Break the field ceiling. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the two of you are here answering a summons, a request for aid from the highest ranks of a group called the Knights of the Cloth. They are the representatives, the people in charge of The gods worshipped throughout this nation, the nation of Kandor. They're a order of noble warriors and priests. Basically, the clergy, essentially. The most powerful clergy within Kandor, at least. The proclamation reads thus. Brave and valiant warriors, we beseech thy aid. A fell presence lurks beneath our capital and must be vanquished, lest its evil seed be spread far and wide. We speak of a draconic presence discovered only a 10-day ago and whose coming is now predetermined. For those of you faint of heart, beware! Only the strongest of adventurers may slay this beast and claim our reward. Seek the high priests at the capital temple if you wish to have your wits and strength of arms tested. As the two of you, you seem intimidated. But you seem intimidated, but you are the Greyhill Free Company's foremost experts on all things draconic.
With a summons like that, how could I possibly say no? And Goltz, if you're a little intimidated, just remember that this is basically just going to a church and talking to a guy.
Talking to a guy. All right. I can get my head around that.
Now, you know that you need to be quick because that proclamation was spread throughout the country, so you will not be the only people.
We'll take it. Oh, wait. I guess if it's... I don't even know who I'm talking to, but myself? I guess if it was a summons, it was put out to everyone, so it's not like you can just accept the job and it's yours. It's just...
You gotta prove it.
Yeah. A lot of people are rushing in. Okay. That's okay. I'm happy to team up with whoever.
Now,
I'm here for a good time and a long time, hopefully.
At that last part, very important. Absolutely.
I would love not to die at my job.
Wouldn't we all?
Well, I mean, work cover, though.
Sadly, my ex-wife still has a life insurance policy, and while I am doing this to try and prove that I'm not a no-good piece of shit, I would prefer to live and not reward her with... the knowledge that my only worth was the life insurance policy I had.
You've mentioned your ex-wife a few times. What, can you tell us some more about your ex-wife, please?
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. I love her so much, but she has standards, and unfortunately, I do not match them.
Wow.
Curious, interesting.
Complicated. Why don't you just, like, work on improving yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually why I applied for this job at the Greyhill Free Company, but, after a few, let's say, for lack of a better word, campaigns, still not impressed.
You're really interesting.
Yeah, it's we're frankly fucked up.
Was her problem with you that you weren't going on enough campaigns?
I wasn't a go-getter.
You weren't a go-getter.
Mysterious voice.
Okay,
all right.
So your solution is to just do more campaigns.
Yeah.
Do more stuff!
She's already shown she isn't really that interested in the campaign.
Yeah, my basic understanding of relationships and love is, look, you can just fix it by doing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone falls out of love, don't worry. Take a job.
La, 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 I'm not listening. I've got this other campaign.
Healthy. Anyway, so I'm remiss to say this. But you are, while you are in the capital city, Hydale, and you can follow signs to get to the capital temple, it would not be too hard. You do technically have free will and don't have to go directly there.
Okay.
So if you want, you can head straight to the capital temple, but you can immediately divert yourselves and go somewhere else. I beg of you, don't do that.
So usually in these situations, I would like to suss out the town and stock up. But I am going through my bag, and I think for once in my life, I'm happy to just head to where we're meant to go. Goats, what do you think?
Look, also, Johnny, lovely to meet you. I don't believe we've worked together before.
Yeah, we're part of the same company, but big company.
It's a big
company. Lots of characters.
Yeah, it's hard to get around to everyone.
A lot of people.
The social functions.
Yeah.
Kind of. I saw you doing karaoke once. It was a bit hard to reach you.
Unbreak my heart. Maybe an on-the-nose choice.
Can I ask, have both of you been in the draconic division of the Greyhill Free Company long? Or is this a new appointment for you?
Yeah, look, it's new for me for the draconic.
But you've been working at the company for a while, right? Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, still
What did you do previously?
lots of scarecrow work in the field.
That's scarecrows are a menace. Do you want to see
them? I just wanted to be in a field and I thought, you know, just obsessed with it.
That makes a lot of sense. Hang on, let me show you scarecrows.
They're a terrible beast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hang
on, if I could just get my computer to
mine wasn't terrible, to be honest. It was actually a bit of a love affair.
Whoa!
Ooh la la.
I have not been as lucky, I will say, in my choice of work. But I'm also new to the draconic division, I believe, and that's because I'm trying to prove that you can be a jack of all trades and also a master of all trades.
So yeah, scarecrows. So that's
I'm
a scarecrow monster.
At the scarecrow.
Yeah, they're legit a menace.
Yeah.
Yeah. That someone needs to be destroying these things. They're roaming around causing problems.
Yeah,
killing
but a
farmers.
Little bit misunderstood.
It
also.
Does sound like that your solution was a little unconventional.
Unorthodox. Yeah.
I respect
You've got to
it.
Think outside the box with some of these.
You truly do destroy an enemy when you make them your friend. Though.
Exactly.
That is.
Yeah. Look, that's words of wisdom I think you should really take home to Mrs. Johnny.
Well, unfortunately. Home and Mrs. are two things I sadly don't really have at the moment.
Okay.
Technically speaking.
Okay.
Living out of motels right now. Anyway, you reach the Capitol Temple. You can see as you're entering, it has this, you can tell it immediately because it's adorned. Yeah. It's adorned with a beautiful insignia of a sun and moon, the symbol of day and night.
Or the sky.
Yep.
Yes.
Potentially space.
They represent the two heads of the pantheon, Penia and Gnomes, the head gods of this religion. Anyway, you enter
obviously.
In.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
As soon as you step inside, an acolyte greets you. The two of you looking you up and down immediately, like you're wearing leather armor, you have weapons and stuff like that.
Look hot as hell.
Hot as hell, absolutely.
A little bit sweaty.
Two of the most attractive creatures have ever entered this temple. There's only one thing you could be, adventurers, here for the job. The acolyte greets you and says, good day. Are you here for the petition, the proclamation?
Yeah.
Wait, no, actually, we're here for
the job.
Yeah,
that's what we...
The proclamation. The
proclamation.
There was a proclamation. Yeah. Johnny, we talked about this. We're here. Look, we want the job.
I'm starting to think that maybe communication is my issue.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe.
Hey, with every day we grow. We're here for the proclamation / job.
You are also here for the plot, yes.
The job!
Please, follow me. High Priest Catel is waiting for you.
Hell yeah. I'm Johnny, by the way, and this is my good friend, Goats.
Goats. Yeah. I know a surname or first name?
First name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Duh.
I know a David Goats. I was going to ask if you knew them. Anyway. Obviously, you don't.
No. Sorry.
He nods. I'm Acolyte David, he says. He shakes both of your hands.
David. Great name.
Thank
David?
You.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that V-Y-D? It's interesting.
Spelt like David, pronounced differently.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, please. He leads you on. You're taken into the depths of the temple. You can see there are many other acolytes, many priests, members of the clergy. Obviously, a lot of common folk here as well to pay their respects, pray, do various services and whatnot. You walk past all of that. And then in a back room, which is obviously some sort of meeting space, there's a large table with many seats at it. You can see there are, at one end, there is one person sitting on their own. He's wearing some very important looking robes. Got the classic, like, monk sort of bowl cut type thing.
Friar tuck happening.
Yes. The friar tuck. He, quite obviously, is someone of great importance. You could tell from his very splendid robes. At the other end, they are also incredibly attractive and wearing arms and armor, so they must be your competition. You spot there is four of them. There's a half-elf who is, I know you're all incredibly handsome, but he is disarmingly handsome. He has a condescending-looking smile, like a smirk even. You wouldn't even call it a smile, which kind of mars a little bit because you're like, oh, my God, so pretty. Oh, he's making fun of me. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a dwarf wearing very heavy armor and a face almost entirely obscured by massive bushy eyebrows and a big beard. There is a human with an eye patch and leather armor, got a very grizzled look. And then finally, there is a halfling. So a halfling is like a hobbit. So about yay high, 3 feet high or what's that in meters?
Like a meter.
Yeah, like a meter tall, yeah. 3 feet or a meter tall.
Yeah.
A halfling mischievous smile that makes it, it's kind of like the reverse of that first person smile.
Makes me weak at the knees.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like his style.
The person, the priest at the other end, who's obviously High Priest Catel, greets you warmly. Ah, welcome, welcome. You are representatives of...
The Greyhill Company. I'm Johnny and this is Goats.
Lovely.
Goats, first or surname?
Look, you guys need to write this down. I don't know. It's definitely the first name.
Okay. I'm sorry. I knew someone with a surname, Goats. Anyway, please have a seat.
I find it really strange that I keep introducing myself first as Johnny and then introducing you as Goats. They never stop and question if I'm talking
I know. I think there's a real... Yeah, they're like, is tomatoes the first name or your last name? It's really... It feels like it's a bit of an attack, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know.
That's fair. It confusing. Maybe they have different... polite standards here, I guess. I don't know. Anyway,
no one questioned my mum cows, you know? That's one. That's all I'm saying.
It is a bit
weird. It's
rude. Yeah, it's very rude.
We're here for the job. Like those guys, I guess, pointing at the other. Obviously, probably didn't need to talk through that.
It's okay. So, of course, yes, these are the Mangonel Raiders. They can introduce themselves if they wish. Anyway, I am High Priest Catel. You obviously are aware somewhat of the draconic presence underneath the city. That was so much, at least in our message, yes?
Yeah. Ten days ago it popped up?
Yes.
Yeah, I listened.
Oh, that's good remembering. See, this is why he's one of the best, Johnny.
Who are you talking to? Johnny's his name.
Johnny's one of the best. You're talking
to him. Often people...
I gave like a little head nod. Yeah, I thought it was more obvious.
I saw it and I appreciate it because often rather than one of the best, I'm usually just one of. He's one of the Greyhill Free Company. Yeah, I'll take it.
Anyway, to elaborate further, as spoken, explorers underneath the city uncovered a draconic presence, a large, they said, red-hued dragon.
Whoa.
This is obviously disquieting to the
red
town.
Red-hued dragon! That's big!
It is,
but
big.
Also very poetic. Like, whoa. I love that they weren't. It was just the color red. No, it had a red hue.
Oh, hue! I think he said huge, and I was like, maybe this is too much. If it's a regular sized dragon, I'm in still.
Well, I mean, I know not of his size. Other
than the color, it was just.
we have been told that it is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight.
Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Huge, but we don't know how much.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, neither here nor there. This dragon must be simply centuries old, old, as the city itself is even millennia old. No one's exactly certain. We believe it might have some connection. Hydale, you see, is built atop an older city, legends say, ruled by a villainous, vile, draconic creature. Perhaps these are one and the same.
That does make sense. If you build something on top of it,
suggested not to build on top of a dragon, to be honest. I don't know if that was...
Hey, I would never claim to be an architect or an engineer or simply even a builder, but that does seem like a bad call.
Or really any skills.
I would claim to be an urban bounty hunter, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Only recently, however.
Okay.
Prior to that, wife guy, stay at home,
of course,
non-father.
Of course you're a self-described wife guy.
I love my ex-wife. She'll love me back one day, I hope. She loved me once, she'll love me again. Sorry, that's too much. Anyway, please, what do you suggest we do?
Well, we have a rudimentary map the explorers drew for us. It is not very well detailed, but it's all we have. The entrance to these underground... It's an underground network of tunnels beneath this city that must lead... to the old city. You will need to traverse them to get to the dragon.
But one mapped it? No one mapped it before this?
We did not realize the extent of these tunnels.
Well,
the city.
If you did map them, then I guess you probably would know the extent of the tunnels. That I guess that adds up.
Yeah. the high priest nods sagely. Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We will give you what information we can. We know the explorations began in the village square underneath the fountain. An area has been cleared away so that you may enter safely, but we cannot guarantee the tunnels themselves to be safe. Certainly, we are aware that some creatures have begun inhabiting these places, but we know nothing more than that.
Okay. I reckon we could do it.
Yeah, that sounds like the job we thought we were agreeing to, so we're going to agree again.
Yeah, first off, I reckon turn off the fountain so we can safely get in there, and then let's do it.
Yeah, let's just get into it.
The disarmingly handsome half-elf, the first one, with the smirk, leans back in his chair and says, I wouldn't trust the Grey Hill Free Company to find a cloud in a monsoon.
Hey, but if asshole, how about we work together, you fucking idiot?
He looks at you.
I hate your smile!
Looks at you, the smirk grows deeper, and he says, well, we wasn't also planning on babysitting anyone, but I suppose.
I haven't even heard of your company. You know who we are!
Yes, but I wouldn't say it's to your benefit. The high priest puts up his hands. Enough.
Sorry for swearing in your church. He just...
It's okay. We encourage swearing.
Fuck!
Johnny, please.
It's encouraged.
Most of our prayers begin with a fuck.
If anything, I'm being welcoming of their traditions. By welcoming, I mean... I don't know what I mean. I'm embracing the tradition. There we go.
You are, yeah. He nods.
I'm a clever guy.
Please, I will leave the contract open, and you may either work together or I'm happy to give the money just to the group that solves this problem. Just so long as it is done, that is all that we care of. Safety for our city of Hydale. Please, I beseech you.
It does seem pretty funny to have a race to kill a dragon. Huh. I mean, like, I'm open to working together provided that that guy loses his shit-eating grin. Oh, I hate looking at it.
He simply refuses to lose his shit. But he does walk over to you and extends a hand. Once again, it feels a little condescending. But yeah. He extends a hand and introduces himself.
Oh, I bet he's got a limp hand.
I reach out my hand to shake it.
It's pretty limp.
I hope you the best on your adventure into the fucking depths of this city, and I hope only three of you live.
I am Artas. These are my
more
companions.
More like an S!
Artas. He gestures to the dwarf, Helmherd.
Nice to meet you, Helmherd.
Helmherd,
yeah. Helmherd. The dwarf Lovely. Gives you a curt nod. Gredir Gedai. The human with the eye patch and the grizzled look nods as well.
Gredir, nice to meet you.
And Pete Repeat, the halfling, shakes your hand. Pete Repeat, he says.
Pete Repeat, hey. You have a wonderful vibe, and I look forward to working together with you. Why is that other guy an asshole?
Yeah. Asshole, he says.
Oh, not just a clever name.
Name.
Okay, I think we should, goats, I think we should just forget about this team.
I'm not liking their vibe. I think they're
awful. Rancid.
I don't know where they came from, but I think we should just stick this out, like just us two.
Great call, goats. It's a race to kill the dragon.
All right. So the acolyte David comes back in and the high priest tells him to take you to the fountain. The Manganel Raiders are going to follow behind the Acolyte, but if you wanted to, you could just sprint there and get there first. You know the way.
Oh.
If you wanted to get like a head start even.
I would sprint.
Oh, let's go!
The two of you leg it to the town square.
Oof. This is easy. I don't know why you're wheezing back there.
Oh, you're both given a map.
We can do it.
We can do it.
It's the smoking, I think. I wasn't.
Knees
I didn't,
up, Johnny. Yeah. Come on.
Oh. Woof.
Oh, can I just get whoever? It doesn't matter which one, but just one of you. Can you write down that you have the map? Just in case.
Goats, yeah. I trust you with my life and the map.
I'm a bit better at directions. I'll have it.
I like that we agreed on that without any. Thought.
I think we knew.
All right, no worries.
So I just, okay.
You have map.
You have the map.
You take one look at the map and you can see it's very complicated. Typically, obviously, a map is two-dimensional. It gives you a top-down representation of the world. No. Unfortunately,
how many dimensions does this have?
Well, this map is a tunnel network which is in three dimensions. So it's very complicated.
Okay. Luckily, I'm pretty good with three-dimensional maps.
Good with maps?
Of fields, mostly, but...
Yeah, fields are traditionally
flat,
yeah.
There's more than meets the eye. Warrens, for example, there's dens underneath them, so...
Oh, yeah.
I think we could go any way, and it would be fun.
Okay.
My knowledge of this map is telling me that, yeah... No danger lies ahead, and we'll just keep going straight.
I am very glad that you have the map.
You get to the town square. Legging it, you get there with a lot of time to spare. You can see the town guard has cleared a large space. There's a cordon. They let you through. They can see immediately you must
red
be
carpet.
Working.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe it as a red carpet greeting, but the town guard do see.
They didn't get my memo then, I guess.
They definitely did not, unfortunately, yeah.
They mustn't have got our pigeon with the note, because... This is old. Old times. No phones.
That's correct, yes. It would have been by messenger pigeon. Unfortunately, the messenger pigeon either must have been delayed, got stuck in traffic, perhaps.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anyway, they've set up a cordon. They let you through the cordon. There is, you can see the fountain. The fountain is not, it would typically be spraying water. Yeah, they've turned it off.
Great, great.
You can see in the bottom of the fountain, it's a massive fountain, by the way. Imagine a fountain that would take you 10 minutes to walk across.
Imagine a big fountain. Got it.
Fountain, it takes like 10 minutes to walk from one end to the other. It's very,
we're
very
talking
big.
Like,
that's too big.
Radius? No, not radius. Are we talking circumference or diameter?
Diameter.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a big ass fucking fountain.
Wow.
That's like, that'd be like 25 minutes circumference then,
yeah.
I think.
It's got tiers. It's got many different statues in it.
A radius as well.
Whoa. Well, wow. No, the radius would be 5 minutes if it's radius is to the, so the, if I remember correctly from maths from a long time ago.
It's a big pie. That's all I know.
if you were to walk the circumference of it, you could see that the different statues are different stages of a tale between gnomes and Penia. Penia being the sun god, gnomes being a moon god, the heads sun of the pantheon. Moon. It's a tale of their love. Oh, sorry. I didn't even think, Johnny.
That's okay. I'm not immune to other...
Constantly reminded of what you don't have currently.
Oh, the sun and the moon can have a relationship. But when you take a wedding vow until death do you part, and then death don't do anything, you can still leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can make it work, and they technically never really see each other, do they? Like, constantly.
Well, I do find it weird because the moon is lit by the sun, but for some reason we keep putting the sun and the moon on the same thing, when really the moon's just a rock. The sun's doing all the work, which I hope is not a reflection of my former relationship where I, in fact, may have been the moon.
You, while you ponder that,
oh no.
While you ponder that, you can see at one section of the outer ring, there is a hole in it that has either been, maybe was always there, or maybe recently the hole was broken open. You're not sure on that.
Hey, David, was this hole always
there?
Well,
you ran ahead, so you don't get a chance to talk to him, unfortunately.
Is there anyone around?
There are the guards around.
Hey, guards!
One of them comes over.
Hey, just quick question. This new hole associated with the draconian problem you're apparently having, or has this always been here?
I'm sorry, my lord, but you'd have to speak to one of the members of the temple to know about that.
Please, call me Johnny. My lord, have not earned it. But thank you, don't worry about it.
I believe one of the acolytes is on their way now.
Yeah. I've heard that too. Goats, should we get in the hole?
I guess we have to get in the hole from what I'm like reading. Well, so we can't ask anything because we've run ahead. So
you can tell from the map that this is the entrance. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can tell from the map that this is the entrance.
Okay. Adam, do either of us have, what's a stat that would help with like map reading?
It would be survival, which you are trained in.
Oh, goats. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Goats knows, yeah.
I know survival.
Unfortunately.
I know survival stuff.
And I've just had a quick look at Johnny Tomato's survival. -1.
Yeah.
Do not give me the map.
You have a +4.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Great.
You're very good at map.
You're good at map. Yeah.
I'm great at map.
Great.
One of the best at map.
Map me in. I'm doing this.
You also have a ability called Natural Explorer. That's just an ability rangers get, which means that you never get lost in these scenarios.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, you will...
That's handy.
It's actually the most handy thing we could have right now.
Because the map is incomplete, you may not... If you went down one path, you may not know if it connects to another path, but you'll never lose the way back, basically. Oh, yeah. You'll always know where you are on the map, and you'll always know the way back, basically.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, Goats, you're very good at maps, so how about we just jump into this hole, you lead the way, we take care of this dragon. We are fucking stocked to the nines with equipment. This should be a walk in the park.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Johnny. Let's go down this hole together.
I jumped in the hole.
I was going to tie a rope around you, but...
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Greyhill Free Company.